The Shift Podcast, Perspective and Our Power to Change, invites us to expand our lives by changing the lens we see through. Is something different calling you? Do you ever ask yourself, is this all there is? Or have you forgotten why you're even here? Trish and Diane create insightful and empowering conversations about connecting the self, soul, nature, and community. Navigating life by choice rather than circumstance is how we make the shift to expand our humanity. The shift starts now.
Hello, welcome everyone to the Shift Podcast, Perspective and Our Power to Change. We are part of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I'm Trish Campbell, your co-host, along with my good friend, Diane McClay. And we're here with episode 16, attuning to our natural intelligence. And that really plays into what we're going to be talking about today, because what we always like to start off with is acknowledging the land, having the awareness of what's come before us, looking at things from different perspectives and finding deeper truths and just really taking it all in. And then from there, what do we do with that awareness, and how do we act and behave differently if we make that choice and take the personal responsibility to do something with that awareness. So with that, I want to acknowledge the land on which I settle and where I live and operate my business from, and where we all settle, whether named or unnamed, we honor you. And for myself, that's the Mississauga of the Credit First Nation, the Anishinaabeg, the Haudenosaunee, the Huron-Wendat, the Ojibwe Chippewa, where Diane settles as well. We honor you for your stewardship, for your modeling over millennia, the connection to our Mother Earth, that we are all part of nature, reminding us that, sharing your wisdoms. And for that, we have this opportunity to come to you today in this way. And, you know, that carries us right into, actually, Diane, would you like to acknowledge the territories on which you settle?
Yeah, for sure. And thank you. So I'm out in the Pacific Northwest. I'm in the beautiful Columbia River Gorge, and I can see the Columbia River from my window. And I had the awareness that, you know, when I'm enjoying the beautiful view of the river and of the mountains, human nature doesn't change very much. I mean, we evolve and we're all different, but something that binds us is that when there's a good picnic spot for one person, that probably means somebody before you also picnicked there. When there's a good viewpoint and you're inspired by that viewpoint, that probably means that people that existed before us for hundreds of years also enjoyed that viewpoint for similar or different reasons. So in my region, it's the Confederated Tribes of the Warm Springs, the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde, the Nez Perce, the Umatilla. Those are the named tribes. And when we say that it's confederated, it means it's federally recognized by the United States government. But there are bands of people that don't fall within that federal recognition. And a piece of my awareness is to start understanding who those smaller communities are that don't have that federal protection and don't have that federal recognition, and to start incorporating and integrating those unnamed bands and tribes and communities of people. Mm-hmm. So I just put my heart out there that every day I look at the Columbia River, I am in a main traffic corridor of many people who lived long before me.
Right. That's so, it's so good that everything you just said, but to take that and understand that, have that awareness, and then what do you do with that? Like you and I have been talking about, why we're having this show. It's not about just, we're asking ourselves, we're asking our audience to look at things differently, but not just look at things differently, but then what do we do with that once we have that awareness that we can't undo? Once we have it, we have to either make a choice to do nothing, or we make a choice to do something and take responsibility. And there comes the integration of bringing that awareness into our action. And what we're talking about, or where we're going with this, I think is how we've become so, and I think this started with you challenging our group in the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group with a nature challenge to, you know, because so many people I feel like are disconnected from nature, and you challenged us to up our connection with nature by a percentage. And it really sparked that conversation. Like, we really should talk about this because nature is like, we're not separate from nature. We're part of it. And we've become over time, there's been this, like, this separation. And so that's why we titled this episode Attuning to, like, coming back to, but I looked up the word attune, and it's to adjust, because we're word nerds always, to adjust to the harmony of the sound, and of the sound that's a vibration, and we are a vibration of energy. And so our natural inherent being is nature, is to be in nature. And I feel like over time, over our evolution as humans, we've become disconnected from that. And I think one of the things that we talked about is where our evolution has come from, where our sustaining life was our life, like the hunting and gathering and getting whatever it is you're going to eat for the day. That was part of your living and sustaining life. And life was about sustaining life. And that was kind of like the purpose for us. And then we're still kind of living in that life sustain. Our life is sustaining our life with our work, with our, whatever we're doing, our educations and everything we're doing to sustain life as we know it today. But it's in a different way because we've had these systems and structures that we operate in that aren't part of our human nature. I don't think, I think that's where I see a disconnect. I don't know if.
I agree. And there's like, I just want to connect some points here. Right. Mm-hmm. So in our mastermind group, we were challenged, you know, we put a universal question out every week in the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app. And this week's question was, what is your vision for humanity in 2022? What was each of our vision for our businesses and for love in general? And I have just tuned in, a little plug for Will Smith, National Geographic, Disney Plus. I just inadvertently found a TV show, a series called Welcome to Earth. And I've watched all 6 or 8 episodes, and I'm going to go back and watch it again because it just blew my mind the way the storytellers and the biologists and the scientists have connected really big concepts of nature to our everyday living. Mm-hmm. And connecting the dots, my vision for humanity is that we all get more in tune, attuned, with the natural environment around us and make choices that can help sustain, as you said, that natural environment. Here's a quick example. I've switched toilet paper. Not that people really need to know this, but instead of buying something that's wrapped in plastic and has been cut from real trees, I have a company now called Who Gives a Crap, where it's basically you can buy bamboo toilet paper. It's grown out of bamboo, which is a super highly recyclable product. It gets shipped to me in a cardboard box. So I've made a choice to reduce a plastic stream into the waste system. I've made a choice to use a product that's a little bit more sustainable. Mm-hmm. And I've made a choice to use a product that has less impact on the environment. Right. So connecting the dots, that's, I have awareness that I want to make a difference. I have awareness that the earth is important to me. So now it's not enough just to have the awareness. You have to do something with it. You have to integrate it. You have to implement something that moves you towards that choice.
Right. Right?
So the challenge I put out there was, what if we all made a commitment to be somewhere between 5% and 15% more connected to the earth. Mm-hmm. Now, why 5 or 15? Well, we all know that if you do a 1% change, if all of us did it, that makes a big difference. But I don't think 1% is enough. So here's the numbers. If you're outside for an hour during the day, if you increased your connection to the earth deliberately and intentionally by noticing something, connecting to it, receiving information from it. If you did it for 5% more, you're only adding 3 minutes to your hour. Or you could also take of the hour that you're out for brisk walk, if you just stopped for 3 minutes and listened to the earth or looked at something and was curious about something for a full 3 minutes, you've now become more in tune with the rhythm of what's going on around you. Mm-hmm. If you did it for 10% more, that's 6 minutes. If you did it for 15% more, that's 9 minutes. Like right. Literally in a 24-hour day, I'm asking people to put 9 minutes of deliberate, intentional connection to their natural environment. And that ties into our title about natural intelligence, mm-hmm. right? Emotional intelligence is being aware of when we have a judge or a sage. Positive intelligence is about how we, you know, how we look at ourselves and position ourselves in the world as leaders. Natural intelligence is how do we connect ourselves to the earth? So that's my challenge, 5 to 15% more, and do it deliberately and intentionally. And if you do that, take a video, send me a text, connect with us on the website. You know, I want to know what the other part of the challenge is, share it with somebody. Mm-hmm. Because it's not enough to just say, oh, I noticed that oak tree. If you go have coffee with a friend and you say, man, I just saw this most beautiful thing, I have to tell somebody, you're now casting a rock into the pond and creating a ripple.
Yeah. I think that's powerful to even to make that just a baby step towards a change. That's all like we're asking to do. And I also would like to take that a step further and then to notice them, you know, after you're doing this for a while, what are you noticing that's different? Are you connecting more internally with your energy that's running through you, your intuition, your soul? Are you able to hear those messages clearer? Because our soul is always speaking to us, but we've gotten so accustomed to why we're having this conversation is because we've gotten so accustomed to tuning all that out because we're too busy contributing to a system that that's what our life has become. And so we've been separated from that natural intelligence, but the part of nature that is us and the natural intelligence that doesn't need to be told do X, Y, and Z to get this done. It just becomes. And so the more that we connect with nature, the more that we kind of get out of our own way to do what it is that's coming through intuitively. And that's why, like what I've noticed myself with nature has been a huge healing tool for me to be in nature. And that's where I've connected. And I know you have that same connection and a lot of people do. And the reason that's because we're part of it, but we become more and more with the natural intelligence within us when we're in that reminder constantly. And we're not asking ourselves when we're in those moments in nature, like, what is my purpose? Because we're in our purpose. We don't need to define our purpose because we just are. Excuse me. But when we're in, for example, a job we hate or a relationship that's not so great or whatever, we're asking ourselves, what is the meaning of my life? Like, why am I seeking more? And it's then we create stories that tell us the stories that make us feel better about not living in tune with who we inherently are, who we are at by nature. Because by nature, we are, we're just wired for that natural intelligence to flow, not to have to take all these steps and this linear path. It's, you know, and it brings up conversations I've had recently this week about there's so many people around me I've noticed that have said this new year, I'm not following the Gregorian calendar. I'm just easing into the new year. I'm not, you know, I gave up resolutions. And for me, like I haven't done that in a while. And I just naturally felt this intuitive pull to just ease into things and not have to, okay, it's January 1st and this is how I'm changing my life starting today. And then, you know, a lot of times what happens is we're in the depth of winter where it's dark a lot of the time. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of us don't end up following through with that because that's not who we inherently are. We're kind of setting ourselves up to not hit the mark, because it's not coming from a place of a just natural, a natural flow. It's almost like living externally instead of from the intrinsic nature inside of us.
I want to jump in on that because, again, I love how we set a topic for the week and then we just trust that our intuition and we trust our alignment that it's going to bring us where we need to be. In my chapter of Dreaming Big, Being Bold, one of the things I wrote was, we need to align who we are with what we believe and what we value to function authentically with our whole self. Mm-hmm. We can have balance and harmony when all the pieces of the self are attended to. Now, I wrote this in 2015. I wrote this 7 years ago when I left my dream job and I was feeling a sense of loss about my identity and my community and where I was going and what my purpose was. And I want to tie back a little bit. So to attune, you looked up attuning. I looked it up also, and it also means to basically come together, you know, to sound. And so that, and it ties the word harmonious into it, to bring sounds together. So I looked up harmonious, and the root in the AR of harmony is actually literally means to fit together. So what we're talking about is we're talking about slowing down enough to hear the individual pieces, the values, the things that we want in our life, pieces of who we are, piece of who we are that might have gotten lost or forgotten or not attended to. I think it was Meena Puri, who's she's an Ayurvedic practitioner in our Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. And she said, you know, the reminder to people is yes, going out into nature is important, but we have nature inside ourselves. And her example was when you go out someplace where it's really, really quiet, and then all you hear is your own heartbeat. That is nature. So you said, you talked about tuning out. I think part of the natural intelligence is creating opportunities for us to get out of the noise, to get away from the static, the interference, and really be able to tune into things. Can I read you another piece real quick?
Yeah.
So another piece that I wrote when I was trying to heal from the wound of leaving a dream job, I went for a hike. So I closed my eyes and scuffed my feet through the leaves as the sun's warmth wrapped itself around my shoulders. I remembered why touching the land was essential to my soul. The energy of the earth and the simplicity of nature cultivated a sense of balance and connectedness that I could not get anywhere else. I opened my eyes and felt alive, radiant, and full of energy. And I think that's the clearing, right? It's the, I'm aware that nature can heal me, but when I stop and I take a minute to literally sit in it and just let it caress me, it's amazing how much more clear and focused I can be, even if it's for 3 minutes.
Right. And that we think we don't have time to do that because we're in the throes of getting things done. And that is, that's the piece that I think inviting people to increase their connection with nature, to whether it's to go out in nature, or like you said, we don't have to be in nature to experience nature, but to have that moment of connection. And then that will start to, the more and more we do that, that strengthens that remembering that we are, that is who we are inherently. And then we start to then listen and also strengthen our intuition to, I just think of my own journey where I, you know, I was in a job that I wasn't really, again, following the expectations of what I thought society wanted for me. And then being constantly asking myself, what is my purpose? What am I doing? Why am I not feeling fulfilled in this way? Because I'm constantly doing things that aren't feeding the natural intelligence within me, that aren't strengthening my natural way of being. So I think the more that we practice doing, and it is a practice if we're doing it repeatedly and it becomes stronger and stronger, that remembering of why we're here, we let go of those things that that pull us away from that gradually. It's not, we're not saying like drop everything and like change your, you know, life by going out into nature. It's more of a gradual awakening into, or remembering into that it's already within us. That attuning is also coming back to what's already there. It's just bringing it to the forefront.
And let's just start with baby steps, right? So how many people just, they're on their power lunch hour walk, right? They get out of the office and they say, I need fresh air. Good on you. That's great. Mm-hmm. But then the question I would have is, what do you notice? Right? Just notice one thing. Come back and write, just keep a journal. Today on my walk, I noticed X. Just let it sit. Go back to the journal a day or two later and then say, why is this important to me? What did I learn? Like for me, I mean, I've got stuff all over. This is a turkey feather. And yeah. When I'm in nature, one thing I do is I always look for something that's different. The way mm-hmm. you're going to find animals is look for something that's different than the landscape, you know? And if I come across a feather, I give myself the time to pick it up, to touch it, to wonder about what the story was, what animal left it, what part of the animal is it? What does it serve? How is it used by other cultures? And so by asking those questions, what do I observe? And then saying, how can I integrate that? Or how do the muses speak to me about that item? Those are ways that are natural intelligence. We can start building those natural intelligence muscles mm-hmm. so that it just becomes automatic. Yeah. I have a friend that when I go out into nature with, she will always see, you know, that odd, elusive animal, always. And it's because she's like, I just look, I'm aware.
It's
and I tell the universe I'm ready to receive.
Right. It's true. When I go out into nature too, I'm always, you know, intentionally and consciously open to having a new experience. Each time I go to the same place all the time, but every time I go, it's different. But, and then I have my favorite things I like to do. Like I have a birch tree that I go to and kind of just connect with. And I know that might sound, you know, whatever, but it really is that you think of all the wisdom that's like, I look at a birch tree and I see the eyes of the, you know, how there's the eyes there. And that just speaks to the wisdom. And over, you know, some of the trees there look like they've been there for, you know, a long time. So, there's all that intelligence that's around us that we can absorb. And like you said, the more that we do it, the more it becomes just part of who we are, and almost like naturally the things that aren't aligned with that and bringing us that same connection fall away. Like, I feel like the more I've connected with nature and that feels like home for me, the simpler my life has become, and the less I'm at, and the more I'm doing things where I'm in tune with my natural intelligence, with it in tune with what I would call, like what we talked about a couple shows ago about our creative expression, our creativity. When I'm doing art or when I'm doing something, I'm not questioning if I'm cooking, if I'm writing, doing art, I'm not questioning what is my purpose, because I'm in it. I'm in what I came here to do. I'm expressing myself the way I was, meant to express, the way I came here to be. And I think, I don't know how you feel when you're doing something like that, but it's like, I'm not questioning why I'm here when I'm doing that.
You know, you've said purpose a bunch of times, and I remember having an interview with somebody where, and again, we word nerded the word purpose, but purpose comes from the Latin propose, which is to propose. And so what if the whole concept of purpose isn't this one big thing that we have to master, but what if it's literally as simple as every day we make small proposals to ourselves to live in our creativity, to live in our authenticity, and to connect our natural intelligence to our values and to our world and to the people that existed in it before us.
Yeah.
What if it's literally every day, it's one small promise?
I love that. And that's a commitment to yourself, and it's investing in yourself and connecting to yourself, all the message of loving yourself too. Like, love me.
Right.
But it's that's how it works. It works in one small little, like you said, one small proposal, one small commitment to doing something that brings you back to
balance.
Back into balance, back into your center.
Right. Back into harmony, back into attunement.
Yes.
Right. So, this is the challenge. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Go out into nature, see something, touch something, hold something. If you're not sure what it is, if you're in areas that might be dangerous, poison oak, snakes, that kind of thing, don't touch them. But if you pick up an acorn, a rock, a feather, a pine needle, hold it in your hand, feel the energy, and then connect with Trish and I. Connect with me at diamondclay.com or in vibe.ca. You can also connect with us in the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app. You can download it and tell us, give us feedback, share with us or share with somebody else how you feel more in tune with nature. Right, Trish, you want to close us out for the day?
Right, I'll close us out. I will make one correction though, not in vibe.ca. This is trishcampbell.com now.
Okay.
Which, Mercury retrograde, little blip there. But, anyways, yes, connect with us in the KS Media Group app. We're both there. Answer the universal question, your vision for humanity. And up next, we have Stories of Hope with Cornelia Stephanie. We have Dance to Heal after that with Jenny C. Cohen, and From Burnout to Recovery with Dr. Kate Steiner. So don't miss those shows, all full of gold. Thank you for joining us. And remember, it all begins and ends with us as individuals. The shift starts now.
Thank you for listening to The Shift Podcast, where perspective and our power to change intersect. Slowing down to look at things from a different angle is necessary to affect positive change. You hold the power to transform yourself and your life. It is already inside you and it's within reach. Clarity comes from awareness. Momentum comes from choice. Healing, growth, and transformation happen on The Shift Podcast, the first and third Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. For more information, go to invibe.ca or dianemclay.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.